Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Coming up, Russia and Ukraine both claim progress on separate battlefronts while people on both sides suffer. Later, a place of refuge in Greece offers hope to exploited women. First, Russia claims progress in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. At the same time, Ukraine announces the capture of another Russian village in the border area where it launched a surprise counteroffensive 2 weeks ago. The August 6th incursion has boosted morale among Ukrainian forces. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
recently, in a move that was meant to change the dynamics of the conflict, the Ukrainian army entered into Russia in the region of Kursk. It was a surprise to everybody, including the people in that region.
Ukrainian officials now claim to control over 90 settlements in the western Russia city.
A vast number of internally displaced people who were in Russian territory there are now displaced and heading north and eastward away from the conflict.
They're heading straight into towns where SGA partners with Russian churches to hold Christian summer camps for kids. Believers quickly switched gears to meet the new needs on their doorsteps. You can help bring the hope of Christ to suffering people on both sides of the war through SGA.
People who have lost everything are coming to these churches. They're hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're coming to faith, and you can see their faces wholly transformed.
We'll connect you in the full report online.
This is a significant support requirement in Ukraine as we distribute aid and continue to assist those who are risking their own lives to help people in need. But now the same is true on the Russian side.
Next, even in today's increasingly digital age, print Bibles still bring God's Word to people exactly where they need it. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China shares this story from a recent gathering with Chinese church leaders.
One of the pastors pulled me aside and said, "Let me tell you how the Word of God was integral to my faith."
This man that we'll call Philip lost his mother at a young age. His father worked far from home, leaving him with more freedom as a teenager than was good.
Over the course of time and, you know, continued troubles, this young man found himself in a pretty bad way, legally. And through a set of miraculous circumstances, he found himself with a New Testament.
Philip felt led to read it, and he ended up putting his faith in Jesus. His story is one of many that encouraged Bibles for China in their work.
Here was a pastor who said, you know, the presence of a Bible at the right place, at the right time, brought me to faith and called me to ministry. And what you do at Bibles for China is an important work, and we need to continue to do that.
Pray for the leaders and pastors in China to boldly endure challenges as they seek to spread God's word.
Pray for endurance and courage and the presence and peace of God.
And finally, imagine a place where fear and pain are replaced by hope and healing, a sanctuary where survivors of sex trafficking can reclaim their lives. This is what AMG International's Demarius House represents in Greece. AMG's Brian Dennett first visited Demarius House last year with his wife.
We were in tears hearing their stories, how women are taken advantage of. It's just heartbreaking. And then to see how their lives have changed as a result of our program, and many of them turning to Christ, is just so touching.
Since Demarius House opened its doors 8 years ago, 58 women have participated in their long-term recovery program. Greece is positioned in Europe as a gateway from the Middle East into Europe, leading to many refugees in desperate situations, ending up in trafficking situations.
Healing from being sexually trafficked or exploited takes years. So we're committed to work with them and to see them come out of this walking with the Lord and whole and able to provide for themselves and their children.
The results of Demarius House's recovery program speak for themselves with a 76% success rate.
There's such joy in seeing these families come out of this and be whole and be loved and find, you know, the greatest love we have in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.